Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Quay with the fraud department. How may I help you?
Yeah, Quay. Can you? My card was charged $7.95, and I did not order anything, nor did I enter anything.
Well, I'd be happy to look at the account and see why were you charged, and go over it with you.
What do you mean, go over it with me? I have my card. I'm looking at it right now.
Yes, ma'am. But with me being in the fraud department, I have to re-explain everything back over to you and just re-clarify before we just do a fraud claim. So that's the only reason why I said I wanted to re-go over everything with you, just to make sure, because once we do the fraud claim, then, you know.
That's fine.
Okay. So may you verify your first and last name and the full shipping address?
Fia Tuyono, F-I-A Tuyono, T-U-I-O-N-O.
Yes, now.
Right.
The shipping address?
558 MacArthur, Prairie City, 94063.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So the account is still loading up for me, so just continue to bear with me. One moment, the account is still loading up, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so now I just have to re-explain. So on December the 18th, you paid $7.95 with the Visa card ending at 5877 for opportunity to win our pots and pans set.
That's what you said, yes. I'm looking at my card.
Do you remember seeing an ad for pots and pan cookware? Or KitchenAid, like pots and pans set, on December the 18th?
No.
Okay,
no,
so may you verify your phone number?
650-701-5161.
Yes, ma'am, that's the number we have on the file. And can you verify your email address?
Mrs. Tuyono at Gmail.
Yes, ma'am. That's the email address that we have on file. So the address matches, the phone number, and also the email address does match. Now, you're still saying that you never placed, well, you never even see any ad about the cooking set, and you didn't pay the $7.95?
No, I didn't. Because I would never pay $7.95 for cookware, honestly, to tell you the truth. That's what you said. I ordered a cookware, so... I don't.
Okay.
And who would pay $7.95 for a cookware on mine? It's totally not true. That's not a maybe $100, but not $7.95.
Okay, so what we can do, we can file this as fraud, but I want to make sure that you're very aware that all cases of fraud are going to be forwarded for pending investigation, which means we're going to track the original IP address that did take place for the $7.95. We can track it back to the exact address and also the exact device, whether it's a phone, tablet, computer, desktop, laptop, we can track it back to the exact device. So as long as you're sure that you or nobody in your household placed the original order, because once we do track it back, you know, we won't want it to come back to your original address again. So we can still file this fraud, though.
So, yeah, just file the report. But, and how long that's going to take before I get my $7.95 back in my account?
It takes 3 to 5 business days.
3 to 5
business days.
Is this your business, or is it what's $7.95 for a set or for one pot or for a?
It's $7.95 for a full kitchen set. Does she shipping and handling costs for the full kitchen set, like a 25-pot kitchen set?
And it costs $7.95?
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be shipped out. That's the shipping and handling costs.
Okay. Sorry, that doesn't even make sense. So I would not have to order anything like that. That doesn't make sense at all. $7.95 for a cooking set. Sorry. Can you go ahead and put your claim in, and I will contact my bank as well tomorrow and cancel my card. Actually, I'm just canceling it right now. Is there more charge? Let me ask you this. Is this a one-time charge, or is there more charge coming?
That was only one charge, and we have already gotten the account canceled out. So the only thing that we're going to make in and doing is just refund the $7.95.
That's the only thing that's what? I'm sorry?
It's only one charge for the $7.95, and also the account has been canceled out. So what we're doing with the fraud claim, we're going to just refund the $7.95, and the account has been canceled out. We can provide you a cancellation number as well.
Okay. Could you go ahead and do that?
And once I make sure the account is canceled. One moment.
Okay.
Okay, the $7.95 was fully refunded. It does take 3 to 5 business days to fully reflect back on the account. And also, I do have the confirmation number as well. Let me know when you're ready.
Sure. Go ahead.
She is in Charlie 263.
Hold on. Sorry, hold on just 1 second. I pushed the wrong button. Okay, C is in Charlie.
C as in Charlie, 263-371-853.
That's a confirmation number for the cancellation?
Yes, ma'am, that the account has been canceled and also it was fully refunded to $7.95.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for calling customer support.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.